Most of the time, the kickoff game is teams who everyone is expecting to be there in the end also. So it's definitely a special thing.
It's been a while since you faced
Percy. Yeah, old Minnesota days, you know, but the guy's one of the best football players out there. You know, anytime you have him on your team, it just brings a whole nother dimension, and he's always going to be a guy that you got to keep your eyes on.
Does he compare to anybody? Is there anybody that kind of has a similar skill set?
I guess you can say here we got Randall Cobb, have a similar skill set to Percy.
As a veteran, you still get butterflies for the opener, or is it kind of another day at the office?
Some games are a little different, but I don't think the butterflies ever go away.
Kind of cliche, but is it a complete team effort when this guy like Marshawn Lynch, we've all seen the highlight reels where he could break maybe 6-7 tackles on one play. You really have to be aware of where he is, don't you? He could break through at any time.
No doubt about it. You always want to play good team defense against teams like that who's multi-dimensional. So we definitely got to be on our P's and Q's and, play good team ball.
When you hear Phil Mary, what comes to mind?
Nothing at all, man. Just another year that's gone.
What kind of receiver is Doug Baldwin?
He's a really good receiver. When you watch him on film, has a good quickness to him, good burst to him, and runs really good routes. So he's definitely a guy who, when they talk about receivers, names not really mentioned, but he's a really, really good receiver.
If the play gets extended, is he pretty good at finding a window for the quarterback?
No doubt about it. Obviously, Russ is really good at that. So, I'm pretty sure they work on those things at practice. And you can see that it helps out on the field. You also got 15, Curse, who you can tell that him and Russell have a pretty good relationship. So, he's another guy you have to look out for.
You're getting an awful lot of work on this one with Aaron in practice. I mean, when play breaks and you've got to stay with the guy, I mean, how's that helping you?
It helps out a lot with Aaron because, obviously, Aaron has that skill set also. But he has a uncanny ability to put the ball in a spot to where you can't get to it. So it's definitely good work.
How's Russell Wilson either changed as a player or changed in how they use him from when you've seen him before?
To me, he's always been a smart player. But, he's added little things to his game here and there to make it a little bit more effective. But to me, he's always been a really, really smart guy.
Having gone through the preseason with the emphasis on the no hands and so forth, do you got a feel for where the officials are going to be here now and what you can and can't do, so to speak?
I think so. Obviously they threw a lot of flags this preseason trying to emphasize what they wanted. Initially when they came in, they were emphasizing that, okay, we're going to call it the defensive penalties, but, we're going to look out for the offensive penalties also. But when it really got down to it, it was realistic. It's just going to go on the defense side of the ball. So, we know that, and you just got to adjust to it. I'm not going to really adjust my game too much. I'm going to play my game, but if I get some calls that I feel that I shouldn't get, then obviously, I got to make that adjustment.